This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Noted astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson recently paid a visit to The Daily Show on Comedy Central, where host Jon Stewart asked him, what's the latest science news that he found most exciting?
It's not even about science. It's the warmth, the rise of the warmth that I see in the public for learning about science.
Oh, really?
And the excitement that
brings. You feel the difference?
I feel it. Oh, man.
Oh, really? Oh. That's interesting.
You know what it is? It's not just, this is science, let me learn about it. It's that there is a culture that thinks about science and likes science that is rising up in this country.
That culture of curiosity will be on display later this month in 50 cities worldwide, including Tampa and St. Petersburg, with a three-night festival called Pint of Science. Researchers in 8 countries will present their work to the public, but instead of using stuffy PowerPoint presentations, they'll be doing it more informally, over a pint of beer in a local bar. Pint of Science developed in the United Kingdom 4 years ago, and last year, University of South Florida Research Associate Parmveer Bahia and Moffitt Cancer Center Assistant Professor David Basanta brought it over to the United States. I sat down recently with Parmveer and the local coordinator for this year's event, Moffitt researcher Kim Luddy, to get a preview. I started by asking Parmveer about how Pint of Science came about.
So Pint of Science initially started up in the UK when two researchers were introducing people in their lab to a general public, so patients with neurological disorders. And they realized that there was a huge gap in the market whereby they could bring out scientists to the people themselves, but do it in a more informal and relaxed environment that other people might generally not be able to experience. And we brought it to the US last year to 5 cities, including Tampa, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, and San Diego.
I see that this year you've expanded to 9 cities in the US and 50 cities overall in 8 countries. Amazing expansion in a short period of time. One of the things that also is apparent is that it is about expanding your mind, addressing curiosity, but doing it in a rather fun and informal setting, is it not?
Exactly. I think we've had a lot of very positive feedback from people, and certainly what I experienced of the events in Tampa last year were that people were very engaged and, you know, they especially took to heart the events that affected them directly in Florida, for instance, the ones on climate change and sea level rise, which obviously are very pertinent things for people here.
So some of those topics are also going to be addressed again this year. Kim Luddy from Moffitt Cancer Center. What are some of the things that are going to be talked about during this year's Pint of Science?
So we have a lot of local events. We've got the Sinkhole Emergency Response Team. One of their members will be showing up and giving us information on how all of that is handled. We've also got the Deepwater Horizon from the oil spill in the Gulf. He'll be answering lots of questions. We've got a civil engineer who is working on the Bruce B. Downs construction project, who knows there will be quite a few questions and is ready to let us know about Hillsborough County's largest road construction in the history.
Yeah, one of the other things, Parmveer, is that there's overall throughout all of the Pint of Science Festival events taking place all over the world, actually, there's kind of a focus in on some specific themes.
Yes, so we've expanded our themes because so many people wanted to come to them. So now that we cover neuroscience, atoms to galaxies, so generally chemistry, physics, our body, planet Earth, technology-based, and our society. So now we also have anthropology and archaeology included in those themes.
Why bars? Why, you know, why over beer? You know, why this kind of discussion taking place in such an informal setting?
Well, not to plug my recent TEDx USF talk, but,
no, please, plug.
Well, I think it helped clarify a lot of things for me. And one of them was that children have a lot of great science festivals to go to. They get to go along to these things and they play around and they get to experience science firsthand. And I think as grown-ups, we don't lose a curiosity, but we really do want to be able to experience those things still. And why not do it in somewhere that's our playground, namely the bar?
Kim, if you could go ahead then and tell me a little bit of the where's and when's and how people can get more information about the Pint of Science events.
Our festival this year is May 18th, 19th, and 20th, and we're at 3 great locations, the Amsterdam down in St. Pete. We've got the Tampa Tap Room in northern Tampa and Southern Brewing and Winemaking down in central Tampa. Tickets are free, but it is asked that you reserve tickets online at pintofscience.us. You can go and read about the different talks that we have going on and figure out which ones you want to go to and get your reservations while you can.
Yeah, there is that little bit of a challenge I saw last year where maybe there were two interesting talks at two different bars on the same night. But you can go ahead and plan this out for like a good three nights worth of learning and fun.
Absolutely. Yes, and we've tried to make it as varied as possible. So even if you attend one particular venue for all three nights, you'll get a really nice broad range of subjects.
Kim, you were telling me that you weren't involved in last year's event, but there was something that really kind of drew you into the fold since then.
I was really drawn into the Pint of Science because typically whenever I go out and we get in the conversation with new people and you're having a pint, what do? And I tell them I do cancer research, it turns into a pint of science anyway. And that people outside of science have all these questions for us. And I love the idea that there was a venue where people could go and interact and would know the topic ahead of time and that it was this kind of interactive idea. And so I was really drawn to Parmveer and David's work, and they let me help out this year, which is nice.
And Parmveer, I've talked to you before. Remind me, what is your brew of choice while you're discussing science?
Oh, well, over the summer, it's going to be the wheat beers.
And Kim?
I'm a stout girl, for sure.
USF Research Associate Parmveer Bahia, Operations Director for Pint of Science U.S., and Kim Luddy, Research Associate at Moffitt and City Coordinator for Pint of Science. Again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
And again, if you'd like more information about the Pint of Science event, visit our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.